welcome to our first official episode. It's the first official episode of the Wine Pair Podcast. I am Joe. I'm your crappy wine sommelier. And this is my wife and wine tasting partner in crime, Carmela.
Hi there.
We're the Wine Pair. Woohoo. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. Are you ready?
I think so. I mean, I'm excited.
Wait a minute. Well, how can you be excited? This is not actually the most exciting night of wine for you, I don't think.
Yeah, but wait, you're getting to the punchline too fast.
Okay.
You gotta wait. You gotta hold on.
God. Okay.
There's gotta be a little buildup here. So let's just wait a minute.
Okay.
All right. So first episode, opportunity to like get into what the actual podcast, like really do it, taste some wine, share some thoughts about wine, and, you know, a good introduction to how the podcast works. You kind of opened up the can of worms. That's okay. We're going to go with it because I think this is important. Look, you know, like, I just want to be upfront. Your goal is not to make anybody angry. We don't want to make anybody angry. We don't want you make you feel bad. It's actually quite the opposite. We want you to have fun.
For sure. For sure. That's what I mean. Drinking wine is fun.
Should be fun.
It's wine equals fun. Fun equals wine.
Exactly. Yeah. So we want to have, and then we want to have a funny and open and honest conversation about wine. And you know, the other thing is I want to establish that we are honest and truthful. Like when we are tasting wine, we're going to be honest about it.
Maybe too honest.
That's right.
Sometimes.
And we want to make you feel something. We want to make you emote, you know, feel emotions. Like, it's like the great Jimmy Valvano said, you know, good Italian. Mm. You don't know who he is,
no.
Do you? He was the basketball coach that passed away from cancer, but he was amazing. And he had one of the best lines ever. He said, if you laugh, think, and cry, that's a good day. So that's what we want you to do in this podcast.
I love it. I think we're pretty good at all those things.
Yeah, we might cry.
Yeah.
We may cry.
We might cry. And maybe not tears of joy. I don't know.
It might not be.
Could be. Could be.
Might not be.
Oftentimes, that's what it is.
Okay, so now the thing that you already like kind of alluded to is if you listen to the introductory podcast, you learn something really important. And that is that I
really dislike Cabernet.
Which is such a Carmela thing to say because I would say I hate it. You would say really dislike, which is a very Carmela thing. Okay. And I get it.
Positive.
The people who are listening, they probably love it. And maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's not a problem. So I thought, now you're thinking it.
Right. No, because whatever you say goes. That's how it normally goes. It used to be happy wife, happy life.
No.
That's not how it goes.
Exactly.
In this relationship.
So anyway, I thought for the first episode that we'd start with something fun and rate something like that people would be interested in. Mm-hmm. Everyday Cabernets. So we can tell you how bad they are and hopefully find one that doesn't taste like gasoline. How's that?
And hopefully you'll continue to listen to us after
exactly,
this.
Exactly. And that's why we called the first episode, or I called it the first episode, Fuck That Wine Cabernet. So let's just talk really quickly about how that name makes you feel. The name of this episode makes you feel, Carmela.
Well, you know what? I hear it a lot. It's something that it's not like an unusual thing to hear. I mean, not necessarily F Cabernet or F that wine. I just hear F a lot.
You do.
I know. I mean,
and you
it's
won't
not
say
F,
it. And she won't say it.
F, 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 F.
You'll learn.
Like, yeah. So
she
anyway, it doesn't really, it's not shocking.
Yeah.
Let's just say that much. Not shocking.
All right. So let's get to it. Look, we knew we had to do an episode on Cabernet. So we thought, let's just get to it. Just like a restaurant knows, if they're going to have a wine, you know, wine by the glass, they better have a Cabernet. So, you know, otherwise people get really confused. You know, they don't know what to do if they don't see the Cabernet. So we figured we're going to do the Cabernet one. It won't be the only one we do. We'll do more than one Cabernet episode. But I also, you know, realized that probably to get people to listen to this podcast, we'd have to do Cabernet, right? Like, because if we didn't do a Cabernet episode, people might not listen. So let's get it out of the way.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So You may be wondering, those of you at home, my wife doesn't wonder this anymore, but why I hate Cabernet. Maybe you do. Maybe you're not really sure why I don't like Cabernet.
You know, you're fussy.
I'm kind of a pain in the butt.
So it doesn't really, I mean, it isn't really that shocking. But, no.
That I'm a pain in the butt?
Well, and you're particular. Very particular.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We all know.
I'm the one with taste and you're not.
Yeah.
Because I married you and you married me. This is the this is the evidence.
Yes.
Okay. So let me get into, there's a few reasons why. Here's the first reason why. The first reason why Cabernet bothers me is a dumb reason. But I feel like people say they like Cabernet or they order Cabernet probably because they just haven't had a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. It's pretty safe. They don't know a lot better. It gets served a lot. You know, Cabernets are all over the place. You go to somebody's home for dinner, they're probably going to serve a Cabernet. If you go to a restaurant, they're going to have Cabernet, and that's what you do. You like a red wine, I'm going to have a steak, okay, have Cabernet. Right? They're really popular. People drink them. And you know what? Again, it's safe. Like you order a Cabernet, you know what you're going to get. It usually tastes okay. It's usually good enough that you'll keep drinking. It goes pretty well, like I said, with a lot of foods. It has a big taste. You know, it has kind of a bold taste and you can drink it on its own. Like you don't have to have it with food, but it goes well with food, you know? So I get it. I get it. I understand it. But for me, cause I'm a picky little jerk, like I find that, if I go to someone's house and they're like going to serve the wine and it's Cabernet, I kind of secretly die a bit inside.
Well, you're a little bit contrary. Like you just, sometimes you're just like, you almost, I think you want to rebel. You're some things that you didn't do as a kid, you want to do as an adult. And that's one of the ways you do it.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess that's
with
true.
With wine. I don't know.
But you know what else I do? That you know that I do, because I also judge people.
Oh, I was super judgy.
So when I see them drinking the Cabernet, oh, I love this wine. What is this wine? Oh, the Cabernet. I love Cabernet. It just kind of drives me nuts. Like it drives me crazy.
But it's not personal.
It's not personal. Not,
that is judging the person. I mean, he has done that before, but has nothing to do with judging the person and that. It's more about the wine. You just, it just.
Well, I just feel like it's a little boring. It's a little bit like what our kids would have said in the day. It's a little basic.
Yeah,
basic.
Sure. Yeah.
So, okay, here's another reason why I just Cabernet. And again, like some of it, the first one was more about being an irritating person. Mm-hmm. The second one for me is a little bit more about like the taste of it. So, I get why people, again, like they like it. It's a big wine. A lot of times it's like a big ass fruit bomb. It's got a big mouth feel and it's also kind of high in alcohol content. So that to me, it's just not a style of wine that I like very much. And that's okay. I think that's okay because people...
He says that now.
I say that now before I judge you when you drink a Cabernet, but that's okay. But I just find that especially American Cabernets, they just feel, oh, here comes the snooty guy. But I just feel like a lot of American Cabernets, they're kind of flabby. They're kind of over-oaked. They taste and smell like wine. You know, you like this is what our kids always say, like, smell this wine. Oh, it smells like wine. I just like... Mm-hmm. Cabernet smells like wine. It tastes like wine. It's kind of average. And we'll find out later in the podcast if I'm right, because we're going to try a bunch of Cabernets and we'll see if I'm right. But I do feel like they are just like as, especially American Cabernets are like as nuanced as a Mack truck. Mm. Like they're as subtle as a jet airplane flying over your house.
Well, we'll find out. I don't know. I don't drink a lot of Cabernet because you have... If I did, we might be done.
Yeah, but I think you also said before that when you kind of didn't really like red wines because most of the time you were drinking Cabernets.
True.
And not that you put that two and two together until we started drinking different types of wines.
Right. Yeah. No, that is true. Yeah, you have, you know, I'll give you some dap.
There you go.
You have opened my eyes to
there you go.
Things See? That I do like. And See. You know what I like. So that's good. Yeah.
And I will say again, like I know I'm repeating myself like I do a lot. I mean, Cabernets do go okay with... Not well. A lot of them go well with like a big like steak or something really fatty or really, you know, heavy like pasta dish. They're not bad with food. So I will, you know, occasionally if I have to drink one, if it's any good, I'll drink it, you know, with food. But the third one is kind of related to the taste thing. And that is I just think that Cabernet producers are just, they are lazy because they put so much goddamn oak in the wine. I they soak it in oak, it sits in oak, they oak. And I know why they do it. I know why they do it because it adds a ton of flavor to the wine. It makes it bold tasting. It makes it very it just gives it a big mouth feel. And, sometimes that's ends up being all you can taste is this oak. And I'll be honest with you. I think sometimes that oaky, smoked oaky flavor kind of gives me a headache. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's part of it too. But go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no. I've just heard that a lot, that Cabernet will give headaches. I mean, I've heard that red wine will too, but that has been kind of not a universal thing, but something that has been pretty consistent, I think. And now that you mention it, that's interesting because I don't know if you've ever said that or told me that.
No, I do. I get a freaking in the morning, oh.
Well, that makes you not like anything.
I know, but I mean, part of it is that I'm getting older. I can't toss them down like I used to.
Oh, you do a pretty good job. I don't know. Are we talking one bottle or one glass?
Yeah, but it's the difference between feeling kind of a little bit not great in the morning and having a splitting goddamn headache in the morning. And that's what happens to me. But I kind of feel a little bit about Cabernet and oakiness like I feel about IPAs. Mm. You know, IPAs, they got kind of popular. I know they're popular. But after a while, it was everything was about IPAs are really hoppy. So then everything became about being hoppy, hoppy. It's the more hoppy you can make it. And then eventually it's I don't even taste beer anymore. I just taste hops. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I feel a lot of times about Cabernets, especially American Cabernets, is that you just taste oak. Mm-hmm. I'm almost not sure what grape, it almost didn't matter. It almost doesn't matter. It's just taste the oak. And I think the reason I say that winemakers get lazy about this is because I think people, that taste appeals to them. And there's also been some very famous wine reviewers. Okay, nerdy wine guy again. Robert Parker, who love that taste. They love that taste. And they would rate wines really highly, when they would have that really oaky taste. And I think sometimes it's also been a shortcut for some winemakers to say, hey, if I want to get a good rating, I better make it taste oaky. If I want people to buy it, I better make it taste really oaky. And I think that's why sometimes people don't love some of the wines I like a nice Pinot or something that are a little softer or a little bit more austere, because it just doesn't have that big flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, are we going to try these or what?
Yeah. We're going to try it. You're going to try it.
You're not ready.
Not quite yet. I've got a little bit more, that I want to, say before I get to it. But I do think just going back to the safety part, I just think can you think about going to somebody's house, people who don't who want to drink wine and have a good time. And you what are you going to serve tonight? And you said, oh, we're going to serve a Rioja. Hmm. What would you think?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it is, it's a little intimidating.
Right. Or we're going to have no idea. Chianti.
Yeah. Well, no, I could do Chianti.
Right. But I mean, what do you think the average person would think?
Chianti before a Rioja. What is it?
Rioja. A Rioja.
Rioja.
Or what, even in a Syrah,
Yeah, no, I think that it's definitely a little more intimidating. You just don't hear those maybe thrown around as much.
Intimidating or maybe even disappointing?
No, I don't know about that.
No, I just think you don't think so?
I don't know.
So I'm wrong. Whatever.
No, as usual, I don't know. No, I'm wrong. I think depending on, I don't know. I don't know. But I think the Cabernets are, it's the go-to, right?
It's totally the go-to.
Yeah. It's almost like a buzz name. Not that you're not educated in wine if you drink that.
No.
But
not at all.
No.
Some of the most famous wines are Cabernets.
Exactly.
In the world.
Right.
Most expensive wines.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. So what do I know? But I'm just saying, I think they are, people find them consistent. They know what to expect. And it's usually when they order it and drink it, they're happy with it. So it's kind of a go-to. But what do I know?
So maybe that's
not my go-to.
Maybe that's just my problem. I just want to be different.
I can see that too. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start getting into the tasting of these wines. These are going to be like very typical that we want to do in this podcast. These are going to be wines that we think you could find at your local grocery store if your state sells, you know, wines or alcohol in grocery stores or at a local liquor store or at wine.com or Total Wine or Costco. Like these are, and they're going to be decently priced. You know, we try again, like under $20, sometimes significantly less than $20. And we're going to rate them on our own 10-point scale. And you'll get used to it, people listening out there in listening land. You'll get used to what our 10-point scale is and how it works. Everything from this wine sucks to this wine is the most amazing thing I've ever had in my life.
What was the scale? I mean, how did you did a funny thing last time.
Oh, well, the first one...
You kind of just brushed over that
rating. Okay. Well, the rating goes from one would be, fuck you for creating this wine.
Yeah.
And a 10 would be, okay, this wine got in here by mistake.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I just don't even think...
You're lying.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think you poured the wrong wine into this $20 or less bottle. Thank you.
Jackpot.
Yes, exactly. And so we'll do a little tasting, we'll do a little smelling, we'll do a little all that kind of stuff, and you'll figure out based on our ratings and the way we like wines and what we taste, whether or not you agree. And that's good. That's what we want. You may disagree. You may think, boy, if these guys really don't like a wine, I might actually like it. Or if these guys really like a wine, I might not actually like it. And that's okay. It's exactly what I said with Robert Parker. Like, if he really likes a wine, I'm probably not going to... I'm not going to buy it, but if it's high priced, I'm definitely not going to get it. Mm. And that's part of it, right?
Well, what happens when you get a really good wine under $20? What happens at our house?
There's a lot of it.
There's a lot.
We get a lot of it.
And all of a sudden it's like ding dong the next day.
Right.
There goes the UPS man with a big box of wine.
Yeah,
It's a problem.
I know.
It's okay.
All right. Well, before we get to tasting, it's just like, I keep teasing about this.
I'm waiting here.
Let's talk a little bit about Cabernet, just a little background. It's super popular in Cabernet is a French wine, originally comes from France. It's most famous for coming from the Bordeaux region. So if you hear about a Bordeaux wine, you know, like if you go to France, you wouldn't say Cabernet, you'd say Bordeaux. Sometimes it's a 100% Cabernet, but that's actually a little bit more of a like non-French thing. A lot of times in France, in Bordeaux, they'll mix it so that it won't be 100% Cabernet. It will be mixed with things like Merlot or Petit Verdot or Cabernet Franc or Malbec, et cetera. A lot of times, though, like in the United States, it's much more common. Although there are a lot of red blends and maritages and all those kinds of things, that it is very common for it to be 100% Cabernet. But that's okay. It's grown all over the world, U.S., Chile. Yes, I said Chile.
Wow.
I know.
There it goes again.
That's how they say it in Chile. They say Chile. Yeah. They don't say Chile.
Okay, here we go, nerding out again.
I know.
Actually, no, that's a good way. That's a good way to be.
And España? No, okay, enough. Wow. All right. South Africa, they grow it. China, they grow it. Australia, Argentina. They even grow it in Russia. Mm. I don't know what they call it in Russia. I don't even know what they call Russia in Russia.
Oh, my.
Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm surprised you don't know. Disappointed.
I know. That's kind of lame.
I would think
for a know-it-all.
Right. You would have looked that one up, but that's okay.
Yep. Okay. So that's it. You know, and again, the Cabernet, the reason we call it Cabernet is because that's the name of the grape. And in France, they don't call it Cabernet because it's a Bordeaux, because that's where it comes from. So if the wine is made, you know, like outside of its region, it goes by its grape name. Not like Pinot. That's why you don't get a Burgundy when you buy a Willamette Valley Pinot, because it's not a Burgundy. It's a Pinot from Oregon. Okay, enough nerdy.
Nice, all right. Nice.
Okay, here we go. And what we're gonna do is again, we're not like I could tell you like ahead of time. Hey, here are the typical flavors of a Cabernet, but I don't want to bias. I want us to just kind of smell it, taste it, see what we think, put pressure on ourselves to see if we can figure it out. Hmm. Use normal language, not cassis and you know
don't
elderberry
worry.
And all that kind of stuff. and we'll see where we are. We've got three, maybe four, depending on how brave we get, but three for sure. Two of them are from Washington State, which is where we are. Two of them, and I don't ask me why, I just happened to buy them. But these should be ones that you should be able to get locally. They're from the Columbia Valley. And then we have one from California, from Sonoma. So we'll try that. All of them, again, under $20. I'll tell you how much we paid for it. I'll tell you where we got it. But I think these are wines that you should be able to get your hands on pretty easily. For sure, I know that you can either find them like at Total Wines online store, wine.com, like you can find. Mm-hmm. And we are not sponsored. I'm just telling you, I know that those are places that people can go to. So we're not trying to, you know, favor anybody. We're just saying we think you can find these wines pretty easily. So I'm gonna go walk over here. Perfect. All the way over here.
Do
to
it.
The other
Do
side
it. Do
of
it.
The room, and I'm gonna get our first one.
Okay. Well, then I have a question for you while you go. Okay.
Ask the question.
So I'm wondering. You said three, possibly four bottles or four tastings. So does that mean tomorrow's gonna be a really challenging day?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by that?
I will be sick.
No, and a headache and grumpy. And I mean, do I need to prepare myself? Are we sure we want to do this?
I don't know.
I don't know that'll work.
I don't know. Okay. So here you can start smelling and seeing what you think. This is H3 Cabernet Sauvignon from Columbia Valley, Washington States. It's made by Columbia Crest, which I will note is owned by Chateau Saint-Michel, which is one of the other wines we're going to try. But again, we are not sponsored. This is just, we tried to find wines, certain price that we think won't suck, and we're gonna try. H3 is Horse Heaven Hills, nobody cares. So this is a 2015, and it's $13.99.
Nice.
So it's a good price. Yeah. Got it at wine.com, and it actually has a rating, a Wine Spectator rating. So it has a decent rating from Wine Spectator. So okay.
You're gonna share
so
the rating or not?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I wanted us to do our thing.
Okay, I get it.
So what do you smell? I feel like I'm smelling some cherry. Maybe a little bit of smoke or wood.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Definitely the cherry.
Maybe some spices. Tobacco maybe or something.
Yeah. I do smell a little bit of that tobacco.
Like smoky tobacco.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, do you smell any rose?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a touch of it. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Let's see what we think.
Now we're underwater.
See?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, you can taste the cherry.
For sure.
Like, it's really like a tart. Like, this, to me, it tastes almost like a tart cherry.
Yeah. But it's kind of like juice. Like you're almost, it's sweet. I mean, it's super sweet.
Yeah. It's super sweet. It's got some, it actually is not as like, it's not as flabby as I would expect it. It's actually got some tightness.
Flabby to me is like, word.
It's just like a heavy, it's kind of this heavy, big bodied wine. Yeah. It's like, it's got, this to me is not super heavy bodied. But it's super, it's like a tart, I feel like tart cherry juice. I feel like
it's sticking to your tongue.
Totally.
Though. It's like, there's a little bit of that. The tannins are sticking around. Mm. Is that what that is?
Yeah. I mean, look, we'll rate it. Mm-hmm. I could see this going well with like, you know, a good burger, like a good juicy burger, a nice steak. It would go, you know, with that. But this is, you know, I don't know. What rating just off the top of your head would you give this?
Well, I'd have a hard time drinking too much of this. But I think with food, you're right how you said, you know, I know that a lot of times you said Cabernets, people don't necessarily feel like they need to eat with it, but I would have to, if I was going to finish this glass of wine, I'd probably want to.
Yeah.
I would say like a four.
Whoa.
Is that bad?
Whoa. Four is, this wine is just not good. It tastes pretty crappy.
It's just strong. Like, I just feel like it is sitting on my tongue still. It's not clean or fresh or refreshing or not that, you know, but, and remember, I'm not a big red wine person. So,
true.
I mean, I, you know, I, it's not,
Four is big though. Like that's wow. a lot.
Does that
like,
mean?
That's, oh, no, it's don't worry about being mean. That's okay. I'm gonna.
I still love you. If you love this, if you've had this,
yeah. Come on. And H3 whatever. We don't dislike you as people.
No.
I'm actually gonna give this one a 6.
Wow.
I'm gonna give this 6.
Good for you.
But we're gonna see. We can revisit after we've tried these other ones. So I'm gonna actually pause for a second because we gotta clean out our glasses and do that kind of stuff, and then we'll start again.
Okay.
So we took a little break, clean out the glass, make sure you're not like keeping too much of the other wine in there so we can actually taste it. You know, believe it or not, that wine, that very wine, the 2015 mm-hmm. that you gave a 4,
yikes.
Wine Spectator gave it an 89, which is a pretty decent, you know, rating. So
it's just a matter of taste, though,
it's
right?
It's totally a matter of taste.
Now there's going to be kind of guilty.
Don't feel bad. That's not the point. The point is we have to be honest and truthful. If we think it tastes like ass, we got to say it tastes like ass. I know.
Wow.
You know, and then if other people may feel like, oh boy, Carmela, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. If Carmela doesn't like this wine, I'm going to love it.
Totally.
And that's what we want.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So let's do this next one. This is Chateau Saint-Michel, which is very close. Their winery is really close to where we live. We just went there and saw a nice concert about a month ago.
We drank a lot of wine.
I actually like we had a sparkling wine of theirs I really liked. And
yeah, that was nice. That was fun.
Okay, so this is also a Columbia Valley. They're the maker of the wine. This is a 2017. This one is also $13.99. We got this one from Rite Aid, which is a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Actually started in Scranton, Pennsylvania. A little nerdy trivia for you. But
really?
Rite Aid is in a bunch of states. It's true.
Oh my God, Scranton.
Just like
we've been to Scranton.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our favorite places. Sorry, Scranton people. We did like it.
Actually, we had a great time.
We did. Scranton. Our son was in a Shakespeare festival there. Okay.
It's like cotton candy.
That's what you're smelling is cotton candy?
Kind
really?
I
really?
Don't know why.
So sugary.
Yeah.
I'm smelling this one doesn't seem to have the depth. It is pretty soft. I am smelling, like as I swirl it around, I am smelling almost only oak. Like I'm smelling a lot of oak.
Cotton candy and oak.
Well, that's vanilla. Like from the oak you can get a lot of vanilla taste or flavor, even like a honey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smell any like maybe some spice? I don't know.
A little bit.
But I don't smell a lot of smoke. I don't smell.
Not as fruity, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
I don't smell a lot of cherry. It's not like this to me is kind of typical for Chateau Saint-Michel, which is they have kind of the wines are kind of soft. They're enjoyable.
A little thinner, right?
Yeah.
Not as, because I don't know. I'm guessing it's not going to lay on your tongue as much.
Let's try it.
Let's see. Yeah, definitely cleaner.
Soft.
Yeah.
Super soft.
Mm, mm-hmm.
It is, this to me is like, this is why I would drink a Chateau Saint-Michel Cabernet, because it's like, it's totally, it's non-insulting.
True. It's not as aggressive.
It's almost like, it doesn't have a ton of flavor. It's nice. It's soft. Mm-hmm. It's gentle.
This is silly, but it definitely, there's like a grape juice taste to it. Do you think?
That's not silly at all.
Not? Okay.
No, I think you're right. I think it's very, almost like, almost like a ripe, grapey kind of taste to it. Yeah, which is really stupid. But I don't taste as much, maybe a tiny bit of like, blueberry, maybe a little tiny bit of blueberry, like a little bit of blue or red fruits.
This actually goes down pretty easy. Maybe that's all. Is that another characteristic of Cabernet?
No, I don't. I don't think American Cabernets. Like I think that H3 is very typical of an American Cabernet. Where you just feel like you got punched in the face.
Yeah, this is a lot. Yeah.
This one is super soft, and I feel like this is a very It's very drinkable.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out of my way to buy it, but I may serve it. This is going to sound really rude. This would be a party pleaser.
Wait, just think before you speak.
No, I know.
Really?
Like, no, this is a wine.
We have family.
Because of its price point and the way it tastes, I'm, like, this is a party wine.
Oh, okay.
That's this is a wine bad. You serve yeah. at a party, right? Oh. It's going to go with a lot of food.
Yeah.
Like, buy this, buy the case. You're going to have a Friendsgiving. You're going to have a party in the backyard.
Okay, who does Friendsgiving?
A lot of
raise
people
raise your
do.
Hand. Okay, sorry.
Enough. Like, raise your hand. Yeah. Will you raise your see. Hand okay. in the
car? We'll take
keep
a count.
Your, unless you're driving, yeah. keep your hands on the wheel. Yeah, don't yeah. do that. You may get arrested.
Okay, let's see.
Don't do that.
We'll take a good count.
Okay, let me see. Okay. That's 1, 2, 4. Okay. I hope it's more than that.
Yeah, yikes. Okay. Come on, people.
So I'm going to get, what would you give this? What would you give the, what rating would you give this wine?
See, I could do about a 7 on this.
That's what I was going to say,
oh,
too.
Really?
And you know what's really interesting about the 7 rating? We're going to, high five it, high five it, woo, woo. Is that that's what I said. This is more of a large crowd wine.
Mm. It's not a wine. Are we a large crowd tonight?
Well, no, but I could see serving this to a party. And I this is not a, like, the price point is pretty good. Buy it on sale. But it's good. Like, you're not going to spend a lot of time or a lot of money on this wine. So
this is a very different wine. Am I wrong?
Than the last one? No.
So
and
different.
You know what's funny? Again, like, H3 and Chateau Saint-Michel are owned by the same. They're owned by Chateau Saint-Michel. They're owned by. They're totally different producers, vintners. Mm-hmm. But the wine comes. That's the other interesting thing is they're both Columbia Valley wines. Like, they both come from the same area.
Yeah.
They're both Washington State wines, but they're very different. And
there
this one, yeah. So I'm a 7 as well. Mm-hmm. I might have to tamp down my rating on the first one based on
see?
That. I know. No. I might be getting close. I'm not going to do a freaking 4 though. Jesus.
Oh, jeez. Oh my God.
That's a jeez. You like you're mean.
I know,
you're just
aim,
a mean person.
Kind of,
no, you're not.
Just to aim high, and I went. Right down to the bottom.
You know,
it's always up from there then, right?
Okay, let's pause and we're going to take a quick another pause and then we're going to clean out our glasses and we're going to try the third one.
Nice.
Sound good?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
See you soon.
Okay. Okay, so now we have cleaned out our glass again. And this one is a Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from Sonoma Valley, California. They're the producer. This is a 2018, so it's a little younger. Which can affect the taste. Now, I did open these up about half an hour ago. So they've been sitting out. So it's they've gotten a little air. So that's good. So people at home, it's not bad for your wine to get, especially red wines, get air. White wines don't really need air, but red wines, it's a good idea. Mm. Especially a big wine like a Cabernet. This is a $15.99 wine on sale.
Oh.
And I got it at QFC, which for those of you who may or may not know is owned by Kroger. Not that it matters, but I'm just telling you that you can probably get it at a local grocery store or wine store. I know you can get it for sure, wine.com and Total Wine. And we're not sponsored. Trust me. I would have to admit it.
Once again.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's smell this sucker.
Okay. Mm. Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh. Yeah, it's got some tartness in the mm-hmm. smell for mm-hmm. sure, like a tart cherry maybe. Mm-hmm. Almost even
might
a strawberry.
Really like this because Sour Patch Kids are really one of
that's
my
true.
Favorite.
That is true.
Candies, so I might really
not one of my favorite wines. I don't
true,
love, you know.
But you never know.
Swirling this around, swirling it around, see mm-hmm. what I mean? There's some strong, like, cherry, sweet, definitely smell. I don't smell a lot of smoke. I don't smell a lot of tobacco. I don't smell
no, I don't.
A lot of wood. I mean, it might be, you know, I'm not getting, I don't know, black fruit, but lighter. I don't know. See, this to me is a little bit more like the last one or the first one where it's just like
it's hanging
I can
around.
Feel the headache coming on already.
Ay.
I can just like
I can taste the cherry now. I feel like
it's taste
definitely.
Cherry. It's got a really tannic, but I feel like it's got a almost like a stone, like not a good stone. Like sometimes I like stone. I almost feel like it's got a bad stone.
It's sour though. I feel like it's sour. Do you taste that?
I do. And it's just, you know, I'm going to nerd out because this is one of those flavors, but I feel like I'm eating a pencil or drinking a pencil.
Don't you have
a pencil?
A little bit. A little lead.
Like when you shaved your, when you like cranked your pencil.
And you can smell that.
Totally.
Yeah. No, I think I can, I can feel you on that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
Oh, yeah. I almost feel like
it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Every time we've tasted it, it's gotten like less. It's super acidic, but not in a good way. It's got that like, it's like.
Like you said, kind of punch I feel like you in
I
want to
scrape my, I want to scrape my tongue a little bit.
Yeah. It's hanging around. The second one was much cleaner. This one is stuck to my tongue.
And it's like not it. A good stuck. Like, I feel like you don't really just want to eat it with steak. You want to eat that freaking steak so you can get that shit stuck off your tongue.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah.
You actually, this would be a hard one with food. I actually think it would not be something you would, you know, I don't know if it's going to compliment
it
very
much. It feels,
much.
No, I mean, actually, to me, this doesn't taste like a steak wine because it would, like, overpower it and be really super, like, it's almost like, you know what it almost reminds me a little bit of is vinegary.
Yes,
like,
it does.
not like the wine is turned. I don't think this wine is turned. It's almost like a balsamic. Like it's like a balsamic. Yes. Like you're drinking balsamic. Yeah.
You
that's what it.
And you wouldn't
balsamic
drink
vinegar is what
it
I mean.
Alone. You wouldn't want to have like.
No.
That's why it's kind of interesting. Do people really like this?
It's very popular.
Really.
And I will say this, that at wine.com, where you know they rate this wine, Wilfred Wong, which I think is a made up dude. Wilfred Wong. Wow. He gave it a 90. He's like the wine.com. Wow. I think he's a made-up guy. I don't think he's real.
Okay, wait. Did we get any ratings on the second wine?
89 as well. Wine Spectator, which I usually respect, mm-hmm. gave it an 89 as well. So all three of these are under $20 wines. They've all been rated. They've been rated high. Like, mm-hmm. you know, 89 is a good rating. 90 is a super high rating. I've got a headache already
yeah.
from this freaking it's Rodney Strong. That tomorrow. Strong wine. And it's not for me.
Don't
it's
come by me. Tomorrow. Oh, okay. Whatever God. You do, don't come over.
I'm feeling it. I'm
it
feeling
could be
it.
Trouble. We're going to lock all the doors.
So what rating would you give this wine?
Well, it's funny. I'm gonna stick with a 4. I mean, I actually think I'd choose the first one over this.
Yeah.
But I shot so low on that first one, not knowing this one was coming.
Would you re-rate the first one?
Maybe, yeah. I think I'm starting to appreciate that one a little more after this one.
I know, but I'm wondering if that's just relative. Like, I don't actually want to drink that wine.
I don't know. It is a lot, though, and it's too tart.
I'm going to re-rate.
Oh.
I'm going to re-rate my first one.
We can do that, huh?
Why not? I'm going to go from a 6 to a 5. I'm going down to a 5.
On your first one.
On the first one.
Okay.
And then I am going to keep 7. I'm going to keep 7 for the Chateau Saint-Michel. And with this one, I'm going to go, I mean, I hate to say it, wow. but you think a 4? You think a 4?
I was going to do a 4, and I may have to adjust my first one to 5.
What are you going to adjust?
You're,
okay, so Carmela and I,
so.
This is kind of weird. We're getting a little too. I don't like this.
Why?
Because it's too similar. I you know, we're.
Well, we might start looking alike.
But
too.
I'm going to give this second one. I hate to say it. I don't know. It's not just because I hate Cabernet. I think I'm going to give it a 3. I just don't.
Oh, this
I just
one.
Don't like it. Yeah. This Rodney Strong one. It's somewhere between a 3 and a 4. Like I can force it down, but I like if I was drunk, I'd probably like be okay. I'm not drunk yet, but maybe later.
Yeah, it won't be on but Cabernet.
Yeah, like, but I'm telling you, I can feel Please. The fucking headache coming on.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, I can already feel it.
Oh my
like,
God.
I want to pour that wine down the drain.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the worst wine I've ever had. It's not, like, going to kill me. I don't think it's actually going to kill me. But I don't like it. I do not like it.
It's, yeah. And it's really markedly, like.
Markedly.
But, it is far or less superior, far inferior. To that second one. Maybe the wine is actually getting to
it's got you're already drunk. Yeah. You're drunk. All right. So let's go through these again. Super quick. We're gonna review. Oh, actually, I want to do this thing first. So classic flavor profile for a Cabernet is this. Black cherry. So we got cherry.
Okay.
Black currant.
Oh, yeah.
Or cassis. I've actually had black currants because your brother, who's an amazing gardener, grows them. And they're like a tart blueberry. So I almost can taste that.
Hmm.
But the average person doesn't know what the hell a cassis is. So just think like a really tart blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar. Mm. I think maybe in the first one, there's a little cedar. Cinnamon or vanilla. I think you were getting vanilla
mm-hmm.
in the Chateau Saint Michel,
yes,
I think.
Yes, the cotton candy taste. Mm-hmm.
Graphite.
Oh, gosh.
That's a fancy way of saying pencil shavings, which I think I was totally getting and giving me a headache. Mm-hmm. Tobacco is a taste, just chocolate and plum. Those are some classic kind of flavors. So I think we got some of those. We're not the best tasters. Look, that's why I say I'm the crappy wine sommelier. Like, I don't.
What does that make
I'm
you?
Not a sommelier. I'm not actually a sommelier. I don't have any.
I'm just the crappy wine taster then?
Yes.
Okay.
We're just average people drinking everyday wines and giving our opinion. But again, I think, so I'll go through our ratings again. So we think H3, Cabernet, 5. We both changed our views to a 5. We both gave Chateau Saint Michel Cabernet a 7, good enough to drink. Like, I would drink. That's the one we're going to drink tonight. That's the one I'm going to drink tonight. You may not. I'm going to drink that one tonight. And then the Rodney Strong, I gave it 3. You gave it, politely gave it a 4. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go with that. So anyway, I think that's it for now. Wasn't that fun?
So much fun.
I like this. We're going to have fun. Okay.
You're okay. Your mood seems to not have, change too much in the beginning.
I mean, but it is. I mean, this is truly why. See, now you understand why I'm saying this is the fuck that wine series, because I'm serious. That last wine, I can't say it. I'm just totally off my rocker right now. I've got the headache.
See,
the headache's coming on. But
the Cabernet
fuck
does
them
you.
For, see, I've, a 3 may be too high for that one.
Again, don't come by tomorrow.
Don't come by, because I'm going to be
Cabernet,
grumpy.
Right.
Anyway.
Is there a football game on?
No, because we already lost.
True. Okay.
But don't worry about it, because this, by the time you listen, this is going to be history.
Yeah.
True. Anyway. Okay. So before we go, if you have any ideas for episodes, wines you want us to try, styles of wines you want us to try, and or even specific wines you want us to taste test and to get our feeling about it, let us know. Send us an email at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. That's Joe, not Carmela, because we're not giving her an email address, because she doesn't.
Low man.
Not
low
yet.
Man, low person.
That's right. That's right. No, Joe, it'll come to both of us. Look, okay. joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. And even if you want us to come up with a topic that we might, not related to wine, that you just want us to discuss and talk about, as long as it's, this is an R-rated podcast, but we're not going to go any further than that.
True.
So just keep it clean,
forget
people.
Forget it.
But anyway, we would be really interested in hearing your feedback or getting your ideas. And we hope that you'll listen in to our next podcast.
What is the next podcast?
I don't know. And it's going to be in weird order. Oh, so we'll get to it though, but we have all these fun series that we're going to do, but for now, we're just going to say goodbye. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you soon. And we hope that you won't drink shitty wine.
Night-night.
Night-night. Unless it's day and then good day.
In the garden of my imagination, too much.